Dan and Shay, Bear Country 95.3, and right now 59 here in Greenfield. It's a Tuesday morning. We're checking in with Mick from Montague Webworks with the Montague Webworks website of the week. Hey, Mick, what's up, buddy?
It's t-shirt weather again, apparently.
Love it. Love it.
I was like, should I put on a jacket when I stepped out the door? And it was warmer outside than inside.
There you go. Global warming.
Global warming.
Woohoo!
Indian summer.
Yeah, Indian summer. That's the proper term. That's what we should refer to it as. All right. So we'll go outside when we go online.
Yes.
Because of Wi-Fi access that we have.
Okay. And it'll be nice and warm.
We'll so where are we going when we go online?
When we go online, starting tonight in Greenfield for a week, there's the annual Word Festival. So it's the Greenfield Annual Word Festival.
Really? I've never heard of such a thing.
Yep. It's the seventh year. And the website is GAWFest, G-A-W for Greenfield Annual Word.
Uh-huh.
GAWFest.org. So GAWFest.org.
All right. Give me a little education here. What do they do at a word festival at?
It's the thing is run by Paul Richman, and it's every night in different venues around time. The Root Cellar, the Solar Store, GCTV, the Greenfield Gallery, and the Arts Block.
Yeah.
And 170 Main Street. So it happens in different venues around, and sometimes there's like two happening on the same night.
Yes.
And it's a lot of poetry and some book reading and stuff. But the highlight for me, personally...
Yeah, tell me your highlight.
For me.
For you.
That's what's most important, is this thing they call the mole. And it's five-minute stories that are true stories that people can go up to a microphone. You can sign up, and you tell a true story without any script or props or anything. You just stand in front of the microphone, and you tell a true story from your life in 5 minutes or less.
And now, how do people know it's a true story, though?
Because they know that that's the rules.
Oh, okay.
They could be making something up.
All right. It's the honor system.
It's the honor system. Right. I mean, it's not like, here's photographic footage of me, you know, falling off a
cliff. So have you done this in the past?
I read two stories in the past.
Two absolutely real stories in 5 minutes?
Absolutely real stories. Well, no. In different days.
Okay.
Like twice I have read a 5 minute story.
Cool.
At these things.
And what was the reaction like?
It's not graded, but you know, people do a voting system, and
people stop talking to you
the second year. Well,
started
after
to avoid
reads,
you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that guy. I didn't like your story. No, but the second one that I told, the quote machete story, as my daughter always wants me to tell. It's something that happened when I was in high school. I was told afterwards that I should have won.
Really?
So
there's prizes.
Yep, there's first, second, and third, and I probably would have come in fourth, but I was told that I should have come in at least third because it was a very good story.
So they call it the mole?
It's after a thing that you can get through NPR called The Moth.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, Mike Birbiglia, who's playing at the Calvin on Saturday, doing his comedy thing, is a frequenter to The Moth, and those are like, those could be 20 minutes long. And it's a story that happened to them. You know, that's what the moth is. It's something that.
But there's prizes.
Not on the moth.
Oh.
Because it's just a radio show.
But no, on the
moth. It's a radio show. Do you get prizes for being here, Kevin?
No, I'm asking you.
You should.
Did you get a prize when you went up on stage?
No, I got a couple of handshakes.
Nice.
Because, yeah, people said that I should have won. But it's a lot of fun to read, to tell your story. And it's kind of cathartic. But it's also fun to sit in the audience and listen to true stories that are worthy of standing up in front of a microphone, not just sitting around a fire. So it brings an extra level to the game.
Gotcha.
And it's a lot of fun. So that's tomorrow night.
So Greenfield, I'm sorry.
You should be.
No, you're about to urge something.
Yeah, I urge everybody to go tomorrow night to see The Mole at the Arts Block starting at 6:30.
Okay. All right. So we're going online today. And what's the website again there, Mick?
It's GAWFest, GAWFest.org.
All right. There you go. And Mick, remember, is online at our website, the link for their 30% off store. Mick's going to help you out with your website because it's pretty much embarrassing right now.
Oh, man.
It's bad. It's really bad. And Mick is available.
You're breaking the internet.
You are breaking the internet. And you should get your website redone by Mick. And you can get that done at a 30% discount. The 30% off store over at bear953.com, and you can get those $100 gift certificates from Montague Webworks for only $70. We're at 7:56 right now, 59 in Greenfield.